continuous improvement of production activity control. In addition to carrying out production plans according to schedule, production activity control can engage in continuous improvement by adopting techniques associated with Six Sigma, Kanban, Lean manufacturing, and other tried and true systems. Here are a few strategies employed to speed up manufacturing and other processes. Concentrate on constraints. According to Goldratt's theory of constraints, a production process is no faster than its slowest function, known as the constraint or bottleneck. Capacity is limited by the constraint the way traffic flow is constrained by traffic jams. Cars headed into the jam can speed up without helping a bit. They just make the traffic through longer sooner. So here are a few principles for handling the constraint in a system. Elevate the constraint, which means working to remove the constraint. For example, if you have only one machine to do a constrained task, buy another one. Need would typically be identified in resource planning. Put some inventory in a queue before the constraint as a time buffer. You want to make sure the constraint always has inventory so it never stops functioning, because that will make the system slow down even more. Control the rate of material feeding into the constraint. You want material coming in at the rate required to maintain the time buffer. Anything less depletes the buffer. Anything more causes an expensive queue. Improve the flow at the constraint in any way possible, for instance, reduce setup time or increase utilization. Adjust loads to avoid the constraint when you can. A lack of proactive planning soon enough to make a difference is itself a type of constraint. There may be a cost trade-off, such as needing to use more expensive work centers, but this justifies itself if the added expense buys even more valuable throughput. Cycle time, from a materials management perspective, also called throughput time, is the length of time from when material enters a production facility until it exits. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Change the schedule as a last resort. Use visual signals. The Kanban system from Japan speeds up operations by pulling inventory through the work center instead of pushing it up to the next workstation where it sits in a queue. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, Kanban is a method of just-in-time production that uses standard containers or lot sizes with a single card attached to each. It is a pull system in which work centers signal with a card that they wish to withdraw parts from feeding operations or suppliers. The term demand pull is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the triggering of material movement to a work center only when that work center is ready to begin the next job. In effect, it shortens or eliminates the queue from in front of a work center, but it can cause a queue at the end of a preceding work center. Kanban systems often use display cards as the visual signal to tell a workstation to begin operations. The idea is to keep the lot sizes as small as possible to optimize use of space and labor. Many plants have adopted the system and modified it to use a signal other than a card. An empty space can do for a signal to begin operations. At Harley-Davidson, for instance, components are placed in special containers. An empty container signals the need for more parts. Exhibit 4-20 illustrates a Kanban system that pulls inventory all the way through the supply chain from raw material to finished goods. Exhibit 4-20, Kanban system with visual signals. Develop pull partnerships and learn to be lean. Kanban's visual signals are one example of a pull system of production control. These systems, often part of lean or just-in-time systems, depend upon having supply partners who understand the vision and are willing and able to cooperate. Having a supplier who delivers small lots of inventory to your plants on an as-needed basis can help you save space and avoid slowdowns due to material shortages, and can save on labor costs at the docks. But this level of coordination does require all parties have a high level of supply chain maturity. Developing lean thinking focuses on taking only value-added steps and eliminating wasted efforts and resource waste. A simple example: reduce the distance between work centers with the heaviest traffic. Fewer steps taken by many employees can add up to considerable savings of time and money. Organizing the entire worksite this way is called JIT layout. Produce only what customer demand requires. Quality is in the eyes of the customer, so they define what is value added and what isn't.